I think it's just in that centre, I don't know what else it... But I didn't tell Fawn. Well, he knows how I felt. Because I said, come sit on my knee. Last night. He said, God, he said, is it a promise? He said, I ain't sat on your knee for ages. I said, no, I just feel like it. Just before we went out. And I said, I don't think there's anything the matter, do you? I said, with him, that nurse saying, make sure Mr... Hudson has the notes. He said no, but he said he wouldn't leave at 7 months. He said if he thought there was something up, he would have sent you for an x-ray or a blood test. He said, I should think what's happened. That guy who see it, because I said it was his understudy. You know, he said, when do you see Mr. Hudson? So obviously the notes weren't in there, were they? You see, and I know I pounced a little bit about that, but I couldn't focus much at all this morning. I think I've had such a good night. Father said, you know what, you're bloody well done. He said, you got up, he said, before you was ready. He said, you knew you wanted to get on. He said, and you got up, he said, with the intentions. He said, you wrapped them bloody cakes. He said, before you had breakfast. I thought, I had to have heard coming.
Well, did you know that you was having Emma?
No. She went. Father put them in two trays.
Well, next time she does that to you, you're up to me. Cause I mean, I can't
well,
do
I would have thought she would have sat in a chair. I mean, where she could on a week? For a half hour. Where did you go to the dentist? About a month ago, she just peed off somewhere. And somewhere, I don't know. She's all right. I said, yeah, she'll be all right. I said, I'm going to start cooking. And she said, I've got to take these, Heather. I said, well, they'll travel better in there. As far as you know, Jane, he said, if you give them in a hand.
Yeah.
You know, she ain't got a minute, has she? And I said, I want them back today. Because I said, this morning, because I said I want them to put the cakes in. Oh, she said, oh, well, are you going anywhere? So I said, no, so I'm going to get on with cooking. So she said, oh, she could be on colour coordinated. I'm a bit more colour coordinated than I was yesterday.
You're doing very well.
I had a red jumper, but this was a, to be honest, this is a bit grubby down the front, so. Method in the madness today.
Covering I thought up, it was just because you got to a conservative meeting last night.
Covering up the I ain't got a jacket, but it ain't cold, is it? It's cold in there. Cool.
Yeah, I haven't got a coat in there. So Rob's well chuffed with this car.
Yeah.
Went down to Horsham yesterday. And went down there and came back, filled it up with petrol. And it worked out quite a big mile. So it was a great job. Shouldn't we get 80 miles from the company? BMW's doing 12 miles on a long run, so. Well, I'm truly happy with it.
Hello?
Well, I forgot when car seat. There was one car seat in here because that was strapped to the front here from going to Paul. And there was the other car seat was in the front of the neighbour and that was strapped in the front of the neighbour. Of course, then I had to hurry up and put them in the back. So I was running a bit late. Running a bit late anyway.
Well, I've got 6 cakes in. I could have got another 4 little ones and I did start them all the way. And I thought, well, I'll perhaps get this little sponges in. Because we're on. Oh, think about about that. Raffle tickets, Julie. How you found your conservative raffle tickets?
Yeah, I've got them in my bag.
I've said to Jay, I don't know whether she don't want me to have them. I don't know. This is the second time I've sent to her. And she said, I don't know where they are. And I ain't going to ask her more. If they get there, they get there. Unless they don't.
So I've put mine in the envelope. So will you hand them in on Saturday?
I'm going to push them through the door at night so they can get folded.
Stand a better chance of winning if you went in on Saturday. I won last year. Even if it was just my fluffy blanket.
So, but I thought, whichever is the easiest, if you can help Joseph in France.
I brought his pushchair in.
Oh, and then I could just go up to
Co-op. I'll go to the bank on my way to Elm this afternoon.
Oh.
How about that for an idea?
Yeah.
It's 5 minutes less. So which co-op did you want to go in? The Rainbow on the Roundabout?
No.
Why?
Well, they don't have tours, do they?
Oh, so it's the one on the
end?
Yeah,
that's when you see Frank's, it'll be open this afternoon if you want some liver.
And then if you two were up to Rainbow with Charlotte. Oh, it's Westgate.
Oh yeah, but you see it says co-op, you see.
Oh, I'm thinking of Rainbow. Why am I thinking of Rainbow? Is that co-op as well?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's where I'm getting quite confused.
It actually,
there's
a word co-op.
Oh, it's at the top. 10:11.
Yeah, well, as long as we get to school by 8:30, I mean... She's got a nice little cauliflower and I think she's got a tart of some sort of it and she's just said she would have been some mince meat. So I put my posy basket in.
Yeah, I thought,
well, at least we've got the children to keep an eye on and carry.
That's why I thought I'd put my pushchair in so Joseph can sit in there and that's my person.
Well, not fiddle with, but you know who he is, don't you? I was desperate to get some money, so I thought, well, I was not going to get the money because I still ain't seen Jack or Derek. I mean, I don't know whether Derek's away, and I mean, if he didn't bother to come up on me, if it was him, he didn't bother to come Friday in his way, well, they're still laying on the bench. But if it's Jack, you see, the other day he said, I nearly went live with him. I said, well, you know, did you ask him? I said, no, I don't mention it till Friday to him. And then when I get the next one, I say, well, is this this week's or last week's?
Yeah.
I don't want him to say, well, she's told me she's asking for her money. And, I mean, I haven't asked for her money. And you've got to on a Friday when one comes up.
Yeah.
When the next one comes, if you've had it, don't you? And I thought, we're going out tomorrow. So I said to Bob, to Carl, I said, well, I'll cook what cakes I can. If I don't get done today, I ain't gonna.
Well, you don't want to break your neck, then, but you're not going to appreciate your trip tomorrow, are you?
And I was too proud. I should
have done. Actually, I've got on quite, I think, yesterday I couldn't get into anything. I just couldn't get into it. And yesterday afternoon, I felt really bad, and I thought at 3 o'clock I was going to have to ring Iris because I knew you were still late, you see. And at 3 o'clock I thought I was going to have to ring Iris to just come in because I felt that lightheaded and faint. My stomach was churning over.
Well, this is how, as soon as I get some food in front of me,
Well, you see, I didn't feel too cracky in the morning and I thought, well, there's lots of stomach bugs going about and I thought, well, am I in for one of them? I didn't know what I fancied for lunch, and I cooked the kiddies there, I had fish and what have you. And I thought, well, what can I have? And then I thought I got a little tin of salmon there, so I thought, right, I'll have a salmon sandwich. And I had that, and believe me, I felt by 3 o'clock, I could see myself picking me up off the floor. I hadn't got the spot before my eyes as such, but I just said, I had 4 or 5 cups of water. I didn't drink any tea. And I wish I'd, well, I don't know whether I could have felt any worse, whether I'd had the sandwich or not, to be honest.
See, Father said day before yesterday, Monday, he kept coming over sick.
But I know, at one point I really thought I was going to have to ring Iris to come and just sit with the kiddies. And I thought, well, if I flop out, what the devil's this hair's going to look like in, with three of them let loose in.
So do you feel better today?
Yeah. I feel 100% better.
Are you
hounding? No. I just came over all... I didn't feel right when I got up in the morning. I'll try and park outside Westgate. I didn't feel right when I got up in the morning.
Can you get round?
Yeah, because I can go...
By
Robert. Yeah, I didn't feel right in the morning, but as the day went on, as soon as I had this salmon sandwich, and Rob said to me, well, are you sure it wasn't that? Because he said, sometimes that salmon can make people feel a bit funny. I said, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I said, it's a tin of salmon, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, if you'd like that in the morning, well...
Yeah, but as soon as I had that, I seemed to be 100% worse. Yeah. But, I got the... I don't quite know... Then when you come, I was playing pico with my jumper, weren't I? When you came to the door.
I was pulling my head. The fence, didn't
yeah, yeah, what time was that?
Well, we left.
Four-ish?
Yeah.
After that. Well, just as you come, it was the best I'd felt all afternoon, and all I was doing was just playing pico with him through my jumper. I'll make you here. Come and go and been or gone.
Is
no, he's chin wagging someone up. Well, I'll drop you off here. Well, that's not a lot of good, is it? Because you won't know where I've parked.
But no, but I can have a...
Meet me outside Frank's. Alright, I'll drive round and park outside Frank's.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not parked up, if there's anyone going about, I won't park up. If I haven't parked where that silver car is, that's where I should park. Can you nip in and get me a pound and a half of liver? And can you have a look at the price of Mr. or someone or other's circus? It's Mr. Toots or Mr. Loops or
right.
Turtles. Or... Leave her in here now.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah. No, leave her in here.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, she's gone. Yeah, Nanny's gone, look. Yeah, we'll go with Nanny in a moment, look. Nanny's not going without you, we're just going to get another car parked. Right, but Nanny's got to nip in that shop quickly, because look, we're late for picking Ben up. We've only got 10 minutes and we've got to be at the nursery. Alright? So Nanny's gone into that shop and we're now going to drive round the other side of that square and then Nanny will be back. Alright? Alright, let's turn off this machine for 5 minutes. But it's still cheaper in Argos,
That's
cheaper
at $26.99. I had to ask about that
because
I couldn't see it.
It's Mr. Something Tootles, is it? Flying Circus or?
I don't know. I said a circus one, you see. And
Yeah. Oh, no. She thinks she's going to park. She thinks
no,
she's going
Charlotte.
To... Oh, you just slow down, mister. No, it's $26.99 anywhere else I've seen it, but in Argos, William looked in the catalogue on Tuesday for me, and he said it was $19.99 in Argos.
Yeah.
But, had a little schmuzzle with the children's Christmas presents on Monday.
Who?
Was it Monday? No, it was yesterday. I was in the loo and I could hear this paper being ripped. And I thought, oh, they've got one of my club catalogues, so I didn't think any more of it. And then I could hear Joseph going, whee! I thought, what the devil's he got? So I went out. Joseph had got the flying circus bus that was meant for Charlotte. And him and Benjamin and Charlotte were sharing the garage thing that I brought. So I thought, well, now it's out. We're not going to keep them out. Because I said to him, whatever's Father Christmas going to say? I said, he's supposed to be taking these away to bring. I said, whatever's Father Christmas going to say? No, Ben. I said, I don't care. So I thought, well, while they're out, I could see Joseph's playing a lot way with this bus thing. He was having a whale of a time. He thought it was great. So I said to Charlotte, I said, do you like that bus? Because that was meant for her, you see. So she said, no, I want the house. Which was the garage, you see. So I said, don't you like the bus then, Charlotte? No, bus for Joseph, bus for the baby. So I thought, well, that's decided it then. She better have Mr. Tootles.
It don't make a lot of difference, really, because it...
And you see, all the figures all fit this, all the same things, you see. So I thought, right, well, that's it. Ben can have the garage. I'll go and buy her the flying circus. Joseph can have the bus and call it a day. Mm. You know, I mean, they've still got a couple of books each, and I've bought three.
Swing?
The swing, and I've bought them a couple of wooden puzzles where you pick the bits up. So... I thought, well, then I'll call it a day there, and
well,
that'll
be
that.
This is it, Julie, because I mean...
Oh, you can keep going. Totally over the top. I thought, well, Joseph's was $12.99 and Ben's was $14.99, and it's just tough. I've got, you know, I can't get Charlotte's any cheaper than that, but, I mean, they're not going to know how much I've... They're not going to say, well, you've got £5 more than what I have, because they're not of that age. So that's how I've left it. That's what I'm going to do. I'll get her the circus, and then they can swap them over, and Joseph will be happy because he's got something on wheels.
Yeah.
I said to Rob, I said, you can't...
He has got something on wheels from us.
Yeah. I said to Rob, you can't keep buying them learning toys. They've got to play as well, haven't they?
Well, that helps them as much, really.
Yeah. So, because then I had the argument about putting them back in the boxes.
Tell you what, I think I'll have another one at night. A great big egg box.
Mm. Yeah, you see, these are big boxes on their own without putting them into another one.
I think you get one of those boxes in the end of it.
Do you think so?
Well, you know the size of
the
boxes.
Yeah.
I've got three of them now.
Well, actually, I could do with one for the little bits. But, because then when I said, and then...
I don't think Father used the second one, but I mean, I've got two, because I've got one of the bits and pieces in when I start to wrap again, and the other parts and ends I keep going. And then, I've got the one that I've emptied this morning. That's what they have. I think the phone was open, just the tiniest
one. Yeah.
I mean, I've gone up that co-upstairs all right and feel all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I've got to get my eyes tested. Cause this
well,
can
you
make,
said that 6 months ago.
Well, this can make you feel, can't it?
Mm. I mean, it's probably got to a stage where you want glasses all the time now.
Just,
you know, and I mean, that doesn't help as well. I know it's doing Sainsbury's or Tesco's. You have to keep taking them off and putting them on. But that's not helping because your eyes are not having time to adjust without the glasses before you put them back on.
Now, I can't cope walk around in my reading glasses, but I've got to have them when I want to look at prices.
Pair bifocals or something.
Oh my God.
No, I meant the ones with the half moon bits. Or where they change halfway down. So you haven't got to keep taking your glasses on and off.
They are bifocals.
Oh, I thought bifocals were the half moon bits.
Thank you. thought, well, when that old lady ordered that cake the other day, that £3 one, and then two others went.
Oh, my fingers crossed.
I thought, well, there must be a reason. You know, they went well, so I've got six in the oven. Can I take them with me tonight? And they said, would there be any cakes available for Saturday? And I nearly said to them, well, last year you reckon you couldn't sell cakes, but anyway, I held them till. Butterfly ones. She said I was going to have a go at making them, but she said I can't make them like you. I thought, well,
I'm. It involves too much work. That's why she can't do them like you.
This was Phyllis, you see. So she, because I'm going to make a couple of fruit cakes. I said, well, I'm going to bring a couple of fruit cakes. I said, if you need them, I said, if not, I'll take them back. I thought, no way, Sue's going to eat them. Eat cakes like she did last year or a year before. And they had the bloody cheeky charge us last year for a turkey roll. But I mean, I did get that sorted out afterwards.
So are you helping with the catering side, or are you running a cake store?
I'm not running a cake store, Julie, because when I got a book at the school,
What did you say last year? They really wanted something for nothing, didn't they?
So what I'm doing, on Friday, I'm going to make about 100 or one mix or a couple of mixes of butterfly cakes and take some baits and cling film, charge them £1, £8 for £1. And let that.
No, you're not telling me this council driver can't go any quicker. Is he trying to get back to Lynn before 4 o'clock?
We'll draw some up way up for 12 o'clock dinner. No, we had a reasonably good dinner, and then we didn't want no tea when we come home. This could have been some of it, because all I had then, and we did about 7 o'clock, we decided we'd have a bowl of soup. And it weren't because we overstuffed ourselves, we had toast for breakfast. And then we did one or two sweets in the hospital while we were waiting. And then we went to Asda, we got cod, chips and peas, potted tea, bread roll and butter for £1.99 on offer. Well, that just suited us, because if you'd have gone somewhere else and had coffee and a cake, it would have cost you £1.50 each. So, decided that we'd have this fish and chips before we got going. Why could it fill us up? We didn't want it. So actually we didn't eat, you know, an awful lot yesterday. So last night when I came home, I looked for this Argos ticket, which I couldn't find, and in that I found a Weight Watcher menu, so I'll pick that out. So I've had what you call it today, boiled egg and toast, bread and butter.
Yeah, I'll have my love just a minute.